From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in recent U.S. history. From Las Vegas, VOA's Elizabeth Lee shares the challenge facing investigators.
There is nothing that is apparent about his actions. According to his brother, he's described as a divorced multimillionaire. The brother said he's not connected to any political organizations or any sort of religious affiliations. So those who knew him is just as surprised as anybody else, and investigators are really baffled, and that's why they're just looking through his computer files to find out exactly what caused him to open fire on the large crowd.
At least 59 people were killed and 527 wounded when Stephen Paddock opened fire from his 32nd floor hotel room on a crowd of 22,000 people at a country music festival in Las Vegas. U.S. President Donald Trump met with the Puerto Rican leaders, including some who have been among his harshest critics of Washington's response to the disaster. Trump told them he never have seen people working so hard in his life. Trump used the occasion to heap praise on federal and military recovery efforts that some have received harsh criticism for being too little too late to save the lives of storm victims in isolated areas who have also been left without water and other necessities for more than a week. In a televised address to the nation, Spain's King Felipe says the state needs to ensure constitutional order and rule of law in Catalonia. This is VOA News.